the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, Tuesday edition of the Coach's Corner. We always save this segment for Kirbin High School football coach Josh Huntsman, and today will be no different. Kirbin wrapped up the non-league portion of their schedule this past Friday. They suffered a 28-19 loss to Ogden. Very competitive game once again for the Dinos. But now they'll enter league play to take on Union this Friday at home. Coach, always a pleasure. How you doing today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing well, Coach. We're getting set for region play in the football season already. I can't believe how fast this season has gone by. We'll start by talking about this past Friday. Final non-league contest of the season. You guys come up on the short end of the stick. Once again, a very competitive football game that could have went either way.
Yeah, it definitely was, you know. And again, our motto the whole year has been just give us a chance at the end. And I think our kids are starting to buy into that philosophy, that workman's attitude where, you know, they got to go to work for all four quarters and put the time in and put the effort in the weight room, put the effort in on the practice field, and good things will start happening.
In three out of the four games, it's been in doubt going into the fourth quarter, which is a huge improvement over the past three or four seasons of Kirbin High School football. I mean, we go back to the Manti game. Again, it's in doubt in the fourth quarter. Payson could have won it either way. Ogden could have won either way. Really, the only contest in which you guys weren't in going into the fourth quarter was Duchesne. So, I mean, the confidence level for the team this year compared to last year has to be completely different.
You know, it definitely is, and we've put an emphasis with our kids this week that we're 0-0 right now. The only games that truly matter are the next five that we play. And so if our kids take that attitude to where, you know, everyone else has got the same record as us in region, we could do some real damage here in this region.
Have you noticed a difference, Coach, in the kids' attitudes?
Definitely have. You know, our kids come to work, and that's pretty much all I have to say about it, is when we come to practice, we come to work. When we come to a game, we come to work. Our kids are putting forth effort, putting forth the time, and, you know, good things will happen because of their work ethic.
There were some unfortunate events, I know, in this game with Ogden, some struggles inside the 5-yard line, some calls that didn't necessarily go your team's way. How do you try to explain that to the kids who haven't had a lot of success winning, yet at the same time, things kind of were taken out? It really wasn't in their control in a couple of instances in this game, at least from what I've been able to watch.
Well, you know, as in life, it's not the call that hurts us, it's how we react to the call. And so our reaction was not great, and you know, that put us kind of in a hole, gave us a 15-yard penalty afterwards. I mean, we're looking at the ball 4th and 1 on the 1-inch line if we just, you know, keep our mouth shut, get back to the huddle, and do the things that we need to do. And so there's a few things that we need to correct as coaches and as players, and, you know, just move on to the next play. We can't dwell on the play that happened right before it. We have to, you know, have that workman's attitude and go forward and make something happen from a bad situation.
If we look at a positive in this game, Nate Olson was brilliant. 240 yards and a couple of touchdowns. I mean, that's video game type numbers. It's something that you just don't see every day at the high school level. And here's the kicker, Coach. I'm not surprised anymore when Nate does something like this. It's not surprising to see him go for over 200 yards and 2 scores.
Well, his body sure is feeling it over the last few days. He's definitely been sore. Definitely, you know, need to be able to spread the ball around a little bit more. I think he gets those 240 yards, you know, if he touches it 30 times. I think he gets those 240 if he touches it 20 times. He's just that dynamic of a player. We've got to be able to protect him a little bit by, you know, feeding the ball a little bit more to Colin Lewis, a little bit more to Ashton Larson when we get into that running set. And so, you know, we're gonna try to spread it around a little bit, try to give him a little bit of a breather. But, you know, you could tell in the fourth quarter that he was tired. You know, the runs weren't quite as explosive as they were in the second and third. And so, you know, we rode that horse and put him up wet, and he was definitely a tired young man after the football game.
Now that we're through 4 games, Coach, and we're preparing for the league season, what is something that you've learned about your team that maybe you didn't know going into the season? Something that has even surprised you now that we're 4 games deep?
You know, our kids definitely like to hit. They're on the offensive line, you know, they want to pin their ears back and get after people. And so we're kind of, we've got our spread set that we're going to throw the football out of and run some offensive plays out of. But, you know, our kids like getting down in tight, and they like grinding. And there's nothing wrong with that. When you have five offensive linemen that are moving forward and moving the line of scrimmage 2 and 3 yards down the field, that's not a bad thing.
Well, we typically talk about Nate Olson on offense. He's been great for you guys defensively as well. But you've also gotten huge bumps from Oscar Herrera. I know Nate Olson has been very good, Colin Lewis has been very good. We've talked about Ashton Larson. You have some kids on this team defensively that just appear to be ball hawks.
Oh, yeah, they fly to the ball. This week is going to be a little bit different. They're a 51-49 team, so they're going to throw the ball as much as they run the ball. And so we've got to get a little bit better in the back end. Those positions are up for grabs. Our kids are working really hard this week trying to figure out who we're going to end up putting out there. But we've got to be able to, anything that gets thrown up in the air, we've got to be able to come down with it or knock it down. And so we've got our kids working with that. And our linebackers are definitely flying to the ball a lot better this year. Our defensive linemen have dominated most of the defensive line and offensive line that we've played this year. And so it's been fun to watch.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dino Football Squad. Coach, we'll talk about Friday's opponent in Union. This is an interesting team. They have a quarterback that has put up great stats. Lincoln Labrum's completing close to like 63% of his passes. His touchdown-to-interception ratio was phenomenal. He's averaging about 12 yards per completion. Last year, I knew that Jaron Miller was going to be trouble for a lot of teams. He's already eclipsed the 400-yard mark, averaging about 7 yards per carry. He's reached the end zone a few times. And they have a group of receivers. They like to spread the ball around. This is a Union team that, at least over the last couple of years, I've seen building to be not necessarily a juggernaut offensively, but an offense that's going to give you problems, mismatches, and I think they have that this year.
They are definitely balanced. I mean, they'll throw it as many times as they'll run it, and they do both of them very, very well. Their offensive line protects well. When their guards and tackles pull to the opposite side of the field, they're quick, they're physical. This is going to be a tough contest for us. This is a good football team that, shouldn't be overlooked by anyone in this region or even in the state.
Now, while they've had success offensively, defensively, they have struggled a little bit at times. I mean, Summit Academy, we've seen Summit Academy. We know how good of a team this is, specifically on the offensive side of the ball. They scored 43 points. North Stampede was yet to win a game. They scored 21 on them. Uinta put up 24 points. Mountain View put up 54 points. So if there's a flaw in this team, I mean, they definitely want to outscore opponents. That's how they win games.
It definitely is. And, we've seen some things on film that we believe we can exploit, in their defense. And so those are going to be a huge emphasis for us this week, that we actually attack their weaknesses. And their linebackers have struggled at times, and their defensive secondary has struggled at times as well. And so we're hoping that we can, throw some of those short passes, let our wide receivers do some of that damage for us, and then, again, pound the football with Nate. And, we think we can put up some points on this team. They're definitely a good ball club, but we think that we can put points on the board.
How important is ball control for you guys in this contest?
We want to play fast again this week. We want to have as many snaps as we can, on the offensive side of the ball. And so we're going to try to play as fast as we can and within reason and make sure that our kids are successful that way. And if we can get them into some 3-and-out situations and just keep moving the ball, I think we'll be in good shape.
As far as having home field advantage in a game like this, does that matter?
I'm not real sure on that one. It's tough to play out there. So it definitely does give us advantage playing at home. But, they play on a natural grass surface. We play on a natural grass surface. They have decent speed. We have decent speed. And so it's going to be an even contest.
Now that we're 4 games into it and you kind of see the division start to take shape, looking at the 3A North, I believe that Morgan's a team to beat. And I think you and I had talked about that going into the season, that Morgan maybe a step back, but at the same time, probably going to be the team to beat. Judge Memorial, at times, they've looked good. Really tough to say with this team. I don't have a lot of information on Judge Memorial. But from that point on, I mean, you have Grantsville, who I know is going to be a pretty good squad as well. Coach, it seems to me that there's basically 3 to 4 teams competing for 2 playoff spots in this division, realistically looking at it.
There definitely is. You know, I see Morgan as the team to beat, and you know, it's kind of a tough call with them because they've changed their offense this year. They're no longer running the double wing, and they've gone to a spread look. And so you take everything that you knew about them and you throw it out the window. And now you're game planning again for what you think they're going to do. And so it's definitely a struggle breaking down film with them because we haven't seen them do some of the things that they're doing before. And so this is definitely a wide open conference, definitely a wide open region this year. And I think, you know, it comes down to who's playing best on that Friday night.
No, I agree with that. I don't want to look too far ahead, but now that we're in region play, I mean, it's something that I personally have looked at. Knowing that 1 and 2 seeds will get a bye in the first round of the state tournament, going to the end of the season, that means that 3, 4, 5, and 6 are going to be on the table. And in the South, Summit Academy and Juan Diego are going to have byes. I would be extremely surprised if that's not the case. With that being said, the four teams, you know, from four down or from three down in the South, it is wide open in the opening round of the state tournament, which I think puts even more emphasis on league play this year. It's open.
It definitely does. And, you know, and putting yourself in a position to have that home play-in game is definitely going to be important for this because that's where the home field advantage will definitely play into this. I think, you know, every team in the South is tough this year. Every team in the North is tough this year. We've talked about this multiple times about the 3A being the SEC of Utah football. And so, you know, you never know who's going to come up with a win a given week. And I think with what we've done this year, I think we put ourselves into that mix. And I think that the teams are definitely having to game plan for us this year. And you know, that's been nice where it hasn't been that way in the past where they just chalk it up as a W for them. And I think, you know, teams are really looking at what we've done and what we've accomplished offensively and defensively and saying, okay, this is a team that we do have to worry about.
Coach, lastly, before I let you go, I know it's still early in the week, but from the injury point, how are you guys looking in that regard?
You know, we're fairly healthy. We've got some sore bodies. You know, we just need to get them in ice, get a little Advil in them. But I think other than that, we're pretty healthy.
Well, Coach, it is always fun to get an update on the football team. Thank you very much again for making time. And I know we'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate you giving me a call. And make sure that we get everyone out tomorrow night for that Mont Harmon Helper game here at the high school. They'll be playing at 7 o'clock p.m. That's going to be a fun ball game to watch.
Always fun when these two teams get together. Last year, we had a great game. I know what Mont Harmon and also in Helper, I believe they split the season series, if memory serves me right. And, Coach, this is fun for you because this is a look at the kids that you're going to be that you're going to be coaching here relatively soon.
You know, it definitely is. I've got a son who plays on the Mont Harmon team right now because he lives out here in Price. But, you know, I'm definitely rooting for both teams. I'm secretly just rooting for my own boy, but, you know, definitely rooting for both teams to do well and have a good showing so that we can get a good look at some of the upcoming talent.
Do you like what you see from these younger squads?
You know, I definitely do. Both teams are extremely physical. Both teams, you know, are well coached. Both teams have put themselves in a position to be successful. And so when we get them up here at the high school, you know, there's a basis in place and there's something that we can continue to build off of.
Coach, always fun. I know I'll see you at the game tomorrow night. Thank you again for the time.
Yeah, definitely appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call.
No doubt. That's Coach Josh Huntsman again with the Garbin Dinos. Tomorrow night, we're going to broadcast the Helper Mont Harmon game live here on KOAL. We'll get rolling at 7 p.m. with kickoff. And also, you can watch it at KOALITV.com. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 750 AM.